So translation and purport by divine grace is confirmed acharya. Srila Bhajana Vinda Bhakti Vedanta. Swami Prabhupada Maharaj ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. We should not feel shy to glorify Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. He was a great emperor and possessed all the opulences of his acquired kingdom. He was so exalted that he was increasing the prestige of the Pandu dynasty. Why did he give up everything to sit down on the bank of the Ganges and fast until death? But, Manav-Prakshit was the emperor of the world and all the seas and oceans. He did not have to take the trouble to acquire such a kingdom by his own effort. He inherited it from his grandfathers, Maharaj Yudhishthira and brothers. Besides that, he was doing well in the administration and was worthy of the good names of his forefathers. Consequently, there was nothing undesirable in his opulence and administration. Then why should he give up all these favorable circumstances and sit down on the bank of the Ganges, fasting till death? This is astonishing, and therefore, all we are eager to know the cause. Om again at Miranasya, again at Janasalakaya, Saksur and Melitam, Jainatasmai, Si Gurave Namaha. Sichetanya manomabhistam stavfetam jena brutale swayam rupam kadamayam dadati swa padantikam vanchakalpa taribhyacha kripa sunnubhya evacha patitanam pavanambhya vashnubhya namam Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadarara Sivasani Sri Gaura Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pishtaya Bhutale, Semati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Itinamani, Namaste Sarasati Deva Gauravadi Vijayi, Nimisese Sunyavadi, Pasvati Adisitari. He was a great emperor and possessed all the opulences of his acquired kingdom. He was so exalted that he was increasing the prestige of the Pandu dynasty. Why did he give up everything to sit down on the bank of the Ganges and fast until death? So, Narada Muni, as most of us know, he is the most exalted son of Lord Brahma. Why? Because Narada Muni, according to the Trilokya Upanishad, Narada Muni was so much dear to Lord Brahma because he was taking your study to go around the whole three worlds preaching the glories of Lord Krishna. And therefore, Brahma himself specifically mentioned in his dialogue with Narada Muni that you are the best of my sons. And so, this chapter is basically the appearance of Narada. And so this narration of the episode of the Prakshit having to abandon his kingdom, these are delineations by Narada Muni. So your point is, someone is having a big position in society, a leader. Emperor means a leader. Emperor of the world means a global leader. He was not just the temple president of the manor. He was a global leader. He was not just the prime minister of this country. He was a global leader. Everything was under his auspices. And what makes someone a global leader? What are the qualifications of being a global leader? Yes? Can someone tell us? We read it every day. Those who have done the Bhakti Sastri program, they've read it. Those who have done the Bhakti Vaibhava program, they've read it. Those who have read, Nectar of Instruction, Nectar of Devotion, you know, tell us. What are the qualifications? Are you sure, or you're just testing ground? Testing ground. Yeah, if you're sure, then you should say it. Say it loud. If you're sure, what are the qualifications? What qualifies someone to be a global leader like Maharaj Parikshit? He also said that. Are you agreeing with him? Why? Yeah. One is able to control all of these six urges. See, everything we need to know is there in the Vedic literature. Prabhupada has given us everything. It's just that, because when we hear some different type of terminologies, then we wonder, oh. But it's all there in Prabhupada's books. So Prabhupada, Rupa Goswami specifically mentioned that if someone is able to control these six urges, a tongue, what we say matters a lot. The anger, the urges of anger, the pushes of the belly, the genitals. So we read about these verses. We read the Nectar of Instruction. It's there in the Nectar of Instruction, the very first text. So how do we relate that to Maharaj Parikshit's situation? Because here Maharaj Parikshit was at a turning point of his life. It's called a crisis situation. So if someone is a global leader, how does he deal with his own personal crisis? What is his mindset? Is he reactive or is he proactive? So here we see that Maharaj Parikshit was basically proactive in this situation. Why? Because he was situated in self-leadership. To rule people is so easy. But do you rule yourself? Do you lead yourself? So this is a typical case of Maharaj Parikshit. Self-leadership. Because even global leadership is subsumed in self-leadership. You can't be a global leader without becoming a self-leader. And so here is the case. We try to control everyone in our family. I'm the man. I have a wife and children. Then I try to control everybody. Are you able to control yourself? Yes. No. The challenge is not that someone does something wrong and we react. If someone does something wrong and we become very infuriated, the first test is that we are able to control ourselves at that point in time. Because first, you need some sober mind to deal with a crisis. Without that, it becomes very difficult. And how do you do that? I'll give you the story. I mean, this is not Purana. This is not some thousands of years ago. Just some few years ago, I was in California, and I went to Laguna Beach for a program. And after the presentation, one gentleman, he came to me, and he told me a story about what happened between himself and his 8-year-old daughter. 8 years old. He came back from work one day, and this was his own expression. And for no apparent reason, he just started insulting his 8-year-old daughter. The girl had tolerated everything without any reactions. Later, as some days have passed, he has even forgotten what had happened. They were happy on the table eating. And the 8-year-old girl raised the issue. Dad, you remember the other day you came back from work? This is what you did to me. Did you have any fight with someone in the office on that day? 8 years old. It's not that the girl was not hurt. Or it's not that she didn't feel hurt. But she tolerated. At the time that her mind was calm, father also is sweet, she raised the issue. And this is how to deal with deep-rooted conflicts. This is a typical example of self-leadership. An 8-year-old girl situated in self-leadership. These are the type of people who could become global leaders. Because when they're confronted with crisis, they will be proactive. She was a typical case of proaction. So Marat Prakshit was proactive when he got cursed by the Brahmin boy to die in 7 days. He didn't, like Jadwita Swami Maharaj mentioned yesterday, he didn't have to pray to Krishna. Hey Krishna, look, I am your devotee. You saved me from the Brahmin's weapon when I was in the womb of Uttara, my mom. What's going on now? Are you going to save me or not? He didn't do that. He was proactive. Thy will be done. That's just a basic expression in the Bible. But the biblical scholars and everyone else who's purportedly following that tradition, it is very difficult, to say or to really practice, thy will be done. Normally, we are very reactive. But what can we protect? Therefore, Maharaj Parikshit, he simply gave everything else, decisions, whatever situation, into the hands of Krishna. And therefore, he resorted to hearing Lord Krishna's glories. Why? Yam yam vapi smaram bhavam tyanjante ante kalevaram. Because whatever we remember at the time, at the final hour, that is what we are going to attain. So he wanted to remember Krishna. He wanted to hear the glories of Krishna at the final hour, at the time of death, so he could attain Krishna. Now when people, I was reading some story of some episode, and here somebody was told, he was diagnosed of a particular a disease, and he was going to die in about some few days or some few months. And so he was expressing what he did. He called up his loved ones, and they have nice dinner, and then the next day they have nice lunch, and the next day they have nice breakfast, and they went for drinking. So, we have a test waiting for us. And that test is death. And the whole idea of Krishna consciousness is preparation towards that test. To sit for that exams and pass it. Maharaj Parikshit was blessed to know how long he has to stay on. So he took proper advantage. We don't even know how long we're going to stay, whether it is 7 more hours or 7 more minutes. So are we having that emergency consciousness? Who here will say, I'm ready to die now? Raise up your hand. We're not ready. We're not prepared. Because you are praying to Krishna, please give me more time. I have so much of services to render to you. I have my children there. They have not grown up. I have to take care of them. Krishna, please, protect me.
Sisi Gokulananda, you know, if you're really the Lord, the Supreme Lord, please protect me because I have young children. I have to take care of them. Prakashit had all of the opulences you can think of. He has all of the assets, moving and fixed assets you can think of. But the same lesson learned to Krishna, that will be done. And therefore, he resorted to hearing the glories of the Lord. Why hearing the glories of the Lord? Because it is purifying. So all of us, we are supposed to be leaders. It's not somebody that is tagged, oh, it's a GBC, then it's a leader. I remember, you know, when I just joined the movement, and just after first initiation, in those days, after 1 year you stay in the temple, then you get the first initiation. So just after my first initiation, one morning after the Mangalarti, you know, one devotee came to tell me that, you should give the Bhagavatam class. So I said, no, I'm not giving Bhagavatam class. I joined this year movement to learn from you. You are the senior people there. You give the class, and I want to hear. He said, if you don't want to give the class, you go and tell Maharaj. You know, my guru was Bhakti Swami. So I argue a lot. So I went to meet him. And I told him, see, they asked me to give class. I just joined the movement. I want to hear from the senior people. So he looked at me and he said, Vasudev, who is a senior? He said, a senior is one who is following. Go and give the class. So sometimes we think that, you know, someone has to be tagged, has to have the emblem of, having been there for 50 years and doing some management 50 years, that entitles him to a senior. We have elders, we have seniors. We have elders and seniors combined also. So the idea is that when we face some crisis, are we going to be proactive or reactive? With all of this knowledge, we have known that we are not these bodies. We know we are not these bodies. But are we really acting on that principle that we are not these bodies? Especially when there is a crisis. Especially when someone hurts us. Someone curses us. Do we curse him back or curse our back? So the emotions, they drive us crazy. And therefore, we have to be aware. We have this information culture, spiritual information culture. We have to align with the tradition that we belong to. And that means by demonstrative efforts. We have to demonstrate. Actions speak, they say, louder than words. So people are watching us, even in our devotional community, other devotees are watching us, especially new devotees, they're watching us. How do we react to situations when someone hurts us? Parikshit was hurt by a Brahman boy. Not just hurt, he was caused to die. Amidst so much of opulence he had acquired from his grandfathers. So we may say, oh, he didn't react because, you know, he didn't really work so hard to acquire that opulence. It's not true. Opulence is opulence, whether you acquire it or through your own personal effort. There must be serious attachment. So to become detached just within a moment, that is very difficult. It may take some time, but Parikshit did not waste time. The cause was meted out to him, and that was his immediate decision to go to the bank of the Ganges, get some saintly person to recite the Bhagavatam, to recite the glories of the Lord for him to hear. And he fasted till dead. Another person who has been diagnosed of a deadly disease, he's enjoying till dead. He's drinking, trying to get into merrymaking with family members, with friends, till dead. Now, The opposite polarity is what transpired with Maharaj Parikshit. And so, we all are going to die. We all are going to quit these bodies. And so what is required for us is that we have to have emergency consciousness. We have to assume that we have also been cursed to die within 7 days. Then we have to develop that emergency consciousness. When there's a crisis, you know, to make a decision could be very difficult. But look at the case of Maharaj Parikshit. He had the worst crisis of his life, but instantly he made a decision. This is what I'm going to do. So the Bhagavatam is full of amazing stories that we can relate to our own daily lives for spiritual emancipation, to be able to redirect our misdirected civilizations. He was a great emperor of the three worlds. We don't have anything, and still it is so difficult for us to become fixed in Krishna consciousness, to be focused on our sadhana. That is a misfortune of the Kali Yuga. But as we hear these compelling stories, we should have that arousal to perform better in our Krishna consciousness, so that we don't keep putting off, we have to do this tomorrow, we have to do this next week. Anything worth doing is worth doing now. Now. There's a lot to learn from Maharaj Parikshit's episode. Maharaj Parikshit is a typical example of a crisis leader. A typical example of a self-leader. A typical example of a global leader. And at the same time, he is a devotee of Lord Krishna. So you can be a devotee and be all of this. Why not? Maharaj Parikshit is a typical example. Yes? No? All right. Are there some comments or some questions here? Abandoning. You know, Lord Krishna mentioned in the Gita, abandon all varieties of pursuits, religious pursuits, and surrender unto me. You see the case of Maharaj Parikshit. He abandoned all of his opulence. He didn't fight back. He didn't fight back. But it doesn't mean that if someone, you know, does something to you that contravenes the constitution of England, that they shouldn't fight back. Oh, Maharaj Parikshit, you know, he didn't fight back. You know, this person, you know, he wants to pluck my eyes. And so I just have to see it. It's my karma. That is stupidity. That's no wisdom. So, we have to understand the design of this material world and not misinterpret the scriptures to our own disadvantage. It's so easy to misinterpret the scriptures and simply kill ourselves. But when it comes to issues of life and death, that invokes a lot of introspection in regarding detachment and proaction favorable to Krishna consciousness, favorable to our reunion with the Supreme Absolute. Yes, any comments or questions?